This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. Hello, everybody. It is Tuesday, July the 16th, 2019, and I'm coming with an informative episode for the ladies, but this is not an episode that's going to exclude anybody. Anybody can get something from this. Everybody can get something from this. Now, we all know, if you ask anyone, especially the ladies, what makes a relationship last and run smoothly, the answer, the number one answer, more than likely is going to be none other than communication, and they would be absolutely correct. But just because they would be absolutely correct doesn't mean you always do it right. Stay tuned. Let's get into it. I apologize, man. I'm not at my 100% best, but this topic needs to be taken care of. It's been on my mind literally all day from the time I've woken up at about 4 o'clock. I actually overslept a little bit today because I'm normally up at around 3, but I slept through my alarm, luckily just an hour. However, the show must go on. And so it shall. So, communication. Had to say it 3 times. Communication, one more time, makes for the foundation or the ground level of a relationship. However, as I stated, just because you know the answer doesn't mean you always get it right. It's like an oxymoron, right? How can I get it right and not get it right? I'm going to try to explain. Hopefully, I don't miss too many points. But if I do, I'm sure somebody will fill in the gaps. And if not, can always come back and revisit another time. First and foremost, I think this is self-explanatory, but communication, no matter how many parties involved, is never a one-way street. Therefore, there needs to be some exchanging of information and ideas. There has to be some back and forth. There has to be some flow, some fluidity in conversation. Dictionary.com says communication is the imparting or exchanging of information or news. So basically just back and forth dialogue, trading ideas and thoughts. So before I go any further into this episode, I just want to make one thing clear, because I think sometimes it's easy to read through information and not into the information. So if I still have any female audience, I applaud you for sticking around. That means that you're reading into the information and not through. And the ones that get lost are the ones that are reading through the information. The difference is this. If you're just hearing my podcast and not listening to them, if you're a female and you're just hearing them, you're just hearing the words and letting that gauge your opinion, which may be or not be biased, you would probably come to an assumption, which this is exactly what it is, an assumption that I have a disdain or dislike for women. Nothing could be further from the truth. I love everything about women. I think women are vital to the success of mankind. The problem is there's a lot of women right now that want to be solely responsible for the success and not a part of the success. That's where the collide is coming in. But that's neither here nor there. That's not what this episode is about. I just want to let you know, I don't have a disdain for women. I don't have a dislike for women. I'm actually giving this information to try and give you an idea, because your man or your husband probably tries to convey these informations to you, and you're probably not listening to him. So hopefully after you listen to this, if, you know, depending on what time it is and whatever it is, if you have access to your man at the time or not, hopefully you might, or just in the future, maybe you might start listening to your man instead of just hearing them. And with that being said, presence, not gifts, ladies, even though this is a gift to your man, believe it or not, this type of presence in the sense of time and space, being in the here and now, this type of presence is a gift. It may be, dare I say, in a relationship to a man, it may be the ultimate gift, other than maybe the children that you give to them. Presence. Being there. Here and now. Not physically. Not just physically. Not just sitting there. Present. Being in the moment with your man. Most importantly, when he is speaking. And even further, when he is speaking about something that he deems necessary or important, whether you feel the same way or not, just trust me, ladies, there's a lot of times that we don't have a choice as the man to listen to things, not hear them, to listen to things that we may not deem important or necessary, but we do it because we love you. And maybe our definition or the way we act in or show love, it's not the way you may see fit, but it's our way of love. So please believe your man listens. I know a lot of women think their man doesn't listen. Nothing could be further from the truth. When you come to us with in a certain tone or demeanor and we know it's serious, something's bothering you, be it at home, at work, went to the grocery store, somebody cut you off, made you mad. If we see the energy that's coming is a strong energy, you better believe we about to listen to what it is, whether we deem it necessary or important or not. And the next time, do me a favor, ladies. If you're in a long-term committed relationship or a marriage with a man, do me this favor. The next time you have a bad day at work, you have a bad day on the road, the next time you have something that's really bothering you, and you go to your man, obviously you have to be face-to-face, and you go to your man, and you're telling him what went wrong, how it's got you so livid, you can just break something. The next time you have one of those conversations, or next time you have one of those dialogues, look at your man. Look at his face. Look at his eyes. Look into his eyes. Look at his face while you're telling the story. I guarantee 9 out of you 10 ladies that do this, you're going to see what presence looks like. That look that he's giving you while you're telling your story, no matter how remedial you think it is, or how remedial he might think it is, that look that he's giving you while you're telling that story is presence. He's processing everything that's coming out of your mouth, and he's filtering like a strainer when you pour some food content to remove the excess fluid. He's processing what's important and deciphering what's important from what's not. He's processing, which means he's present in what you are saying. He's in the moment. He's in the here and now. Think about how you feel inside. Think about how relieved you feel when you're done spewing this venom from whatever incident came through or happened to you that day. Think about that feeling of relief that you have when you're done talking to your man, and after looking at that look that he's giving you and he's processing, do you understand? Like, you should, if you've drawn a vivid picture of that, you should understand where I'm going with this. You see, that is the spiritual consoling of a man consoling his woman spiritually. And if you ask for it, if you want it, if you need it, if you don't, it's fine. But if you ask for feedback, after he's processed it, he's going to give it to you. You want to know how else you know your man loves you? You're not going to agree with this. You're not going to like this. Not in the moment, but later on down the line, you will. You know how else you know your man loves you? When he gives you the feedback . He's going to let you know he loves you. He's going to let you know that he's your ride or die regardless. But if there's something in that equation that you did wrong, he's going to let you know. But that's out of love, though. It's only because you gave him the information and he processed it. He processed it with a cool head. You was trying to process it with a hot head. So he was able to pick apart things that you may have overlooked because you were too hot to see it. Now, you would think in relationships, women love the quote-unquote give and take of relationships, but you would think it would be very easy for this to be an ebb and flow in a relationship, and that both people get an equal part in turn to do so. But unfortunately not. I don't think women do this on purpose, though. I don't think they do this on purpose. I know that, matter of fact, I know the majority of women don't do this on purpose. You want to know how I know? I'm going to explain it to you now. I didn't want to make this too long, but I'm in the zone, man. I'm starting to feel information that needs to be delivered from higher sources. See, my first few episodes, and still even my episodes to come, and even this one, they do have a sense of personal in them, but also a lot of this information is coming from somewhere else. Because It's not just about me. The beginning of this podcast, when I first started, may have been just about me trying to figure out and decipher what's going on in my personal life. But the last few have been more so, there's people out here that need to hear something. And sometimes they may need to hear it from their mate, but they're just not ready to hear it from their mate. They're bumping heads. They just can't hear it. So you get it from a third party and it makes sense. And then you can go back to your mate and be like, I'm sorry. So it's like I just got a second wind, man. I was exhausted at the beginning of this. So what happens is this. Women don't, men, this part is for the men. Women, we're not done yet. but this segment right here, this little short snippet is for the men. Women, you have to understand. You have to cut her some slack from time to time. You have to understand the way a woman sees the world compared to the way you and I, men, see the world. You see, a woman believes that she's the premier, the ultimate multitasker. They believe this. But check this out. I don't want the women to get mad at me, but I just want just hear me out for a second, ladies. For the most part, if you give a woman 5 things to do in an 8-hour day, and you give a man the same 5 things to do in an 8-hour day, and you know prior to giving them these tasks, neither one of them, it's possible for either one of them to finish all 5 in the same day. So neither one is going to finish all 5 tasks, okay? However, most times the man is going to tackle one task at a time, looking at the whole task, envisioning his steps and procedures, and tackle one task at a time. So a man might finish 3 out of 5 of his tasks by the end of the 8-hour day. The woman is like, okay, I got 5 tasks. I'm going to hit a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, right? Now, the man knows when he comes in the next day, he's got 2 tasks he's got to knock out. He's done. The woman still has 5 tasks the next day. Yeah, a little bit here and there got done on each one, but holistically, she still has 5 tasks to take care of the next day. Now, let's bring this back to the relationship. Men, understand, when you're trying to talk to your woman, you have to find the right time. You have got to find the right time. And I've been learning this the hard way. I still mess up. I still mess up from time to time. I still want to talk to my wife when something's on my mind and I need to get it out. But, and I can see she's not ready. I can see she's got too many things on her mind, but I got to get it out. So I start. And the presence is gone. Presence was never, it was never there because she has too many things on her mind. Presence was never there. I get frustrated and I retreat. Man, that's not the right thing to do. So I'm not saying that's what you do. I'm saying that's what I've done. I still do it from time to time. I'm trying to get better, but I still do it from time to time. That is not the right thing to do. That's not how you do it. So man, you have to pick the right time. Sometimes we don't know, ladies. Sometimes we don't know when the right time is because you guys always have everything on your mind. Now understand how that makes your man feel. Your man is supposed to be number one priority. He's never number one, or at least he never feels like it, because you always got X, Y, and Z in front of A, B, and C. I hope some of this is resonating with somebody. I hope somebody is hearing this and like, oh my God, he's talking to me and I get it. Men and women, I hope it. I hope. Because this is coming from somewhere. For somebody, this wasn't written in my script. This wasn't supposed to come out. This is just ad-lib. It's just coming. I think it's also coming from a sense of understanding for my wife as well. Like, so it's like, I get it. You know, you're not always going to be present, but it's like, we need that. We need it. Just like you need it. You don't think, see, I don't know if you guys realize this, but things come at us left and right every day, just like they come at you left and right. But when you come to us, and it seems like it's a sense of urgency, you need to get something off your chest right now. Guess what? Not a thing in the world is going to be more important than what you got to say. Whether it's important or not, understand what I'm saying. Whether it's important or not, not a thing in the world in that moment is going to be more important than what you have to say. Because that's the way you're approaching me right now. You're approaching me with the sense that I have something to tell you and it's important. It's raining outside. Yeah, it's raining. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's all we want, man. I swear. I swear, that's all we want. All we want is when we have something on our chest that we need to get off. We had a bad day at work. We have bad days too. Y'all know you ain't know that. Probably didn't know that. You're like, oh, you have bad Tuesday? You have bad days? We have bad days too. People get on our nerves too. Probably didn't know that either. You know, because we don't, you know, we're not gonna come to you every single time somebody gets on our nerves. But it happens to us too. But when baby girl come and or wifey come and say, yo, look, man, this happened to me at work, and I'll be like, yo, boom. The radio has been switched to the main dial. Everything else is on mute right now. And like I said, man, men, you have to understand that women don't, they're not wired that way. So you have to catch her. It may mean that you have to, women, but this is another thing. Stop being mad. Stop getting upset. When your man goes to his man, his boy, his brother, his cousin, whoever it is, and talks to them about a situation. You see, the reason why they're probably talking to that person for a about a situation is because you're not present. And he knows if he comes to you and this is really bothering him and you're not present, he's going to shut down. It's not a matter of if. He's going to shut down. Then he's gonna walk around with an attitude, with a vivid attitude that's indisguisable. He doesn't want to disguise it. He wants you to know he has an attitude now. Now you got an attitude. Because what has he got an attitude for? You see what I'm saying? When all it really took was, babe, how's your day going? Don't ask him how his day is going. Don't ask him how his day was or going if you know that you're not ready to receive the information at that time. Because if you ask how your day is going and he had a day, he's going to be ready to talk about that day. And if you're not ready to be present, he's going to be pissed off. So I think I'm gonna wrap it up right there. I don't want to bore y'all, 'cause like I said, the information is coming and it needs to be out there apparently, but you know, in doses, in doses. But once again, women, if you want to give the gift that keeps on giving to your man, you can give this gift every day. And I promise you, it'll make a difference. I'm not saying it's going to make an Amazon Prime difference. It may not be in a day or two, but it's going to make a difference overall. If you can become more present when your man needs you, it's going to make a difference in your relationship. And if you have a man that you feel like doesn't open up to you and doesn't talk to you, start being present. If you ask him a question, an open-ended question, make sure you're prepared to be present when he answers. And I guarantee you, when he starts to feel secure that whenever he wants to tell you something important to him, that you're going to be there for him, he's going to start talking to you. Trust me. That's all he wants. He just wants to know that when he's speaking to you, you're taking in the information, you're there with him. You're in the moment with him. You're living the story with him the same way he lives the stories that you tell with you. Presence. The best gift your man can ever get. Hope you all have a great day and be blessed.